You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 156. Thanks for joining me. Today, I have a really important topic that can help you make your bigger, bolder impact. Help your team hurdle the challenges of change. I'm thrilled you're here and congratulate you on being here, embracing change yourself. Are you ready to replace, eliminate, and conquer the challenges you faced with your teams? Here's the truth. To make your biggest, boldest impact in the world, you need to get the most from your team. You need a productive team. Breathe in the possibility and breathe out the doubt. I've had the privilege of doing this work for almost 30 years and have been witness to the transformation of teams in all kinds of industries. Often leaders are so much closer than they realize. Change can happen swiftly with intentional action. The saying goes, sometimes we're the most frustrated when we're just 3 feet from the gold. So let's talk about change. Wow, I don't think there's ever been a time when we humans were bombarded with so much change. And this last year, well, how many times did we hear? It's unprecedented. Here's a little stat. See if you can wrap your brain around this. Over 2.5 quintillion bytes of data are created every single day, and it's only going to grow from there. The estimate is that it's 1.7 megabytes of data created every second for every person on Earth. I don't know about you, but I can't even begin to fathom how much data that is. I mean, how much is a quintillion? So clearly, change is a given. Before you start to feel stressed by this notion, let's stop to remember what our phones were like a few years ago. Depending on your age, you can think back all the way to when phones had a dial and were attached to the wall. I even had a party line when I was little. A little farther back, and an operator played an integral role in connecting you to another person. So look at all the change you've survived there. I mean, if you're younger, you maybe remember a flip phone. So if you're old enough, you can recall a time when you had to go to the library to do research for a paper. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? And if your topic was extra technical, you might even have to go to the basement of the library to work with a special librarian who'd retrieve the musty, dusty reference you required from a locked room. Look at the change you've maneuvered. Ask someone to switch from a Coke to a Pepsi, and you'll witness change aversion in action. Over the last year, I got the opportunity to experience what was a big change, and I had some unanticipated responses. You know, and I tend to kind of look at my life objectively so I can think like, wow, look what's happening. And I kind of assess it and then try to remember it so I can share it with others. Recently, I had a change experience that left me a little bit shocked at my own response to change. We had moved about 45 minutes away from where I had lived for 20 years, and I had lived in that vicinity for longer than 20 years. So I really hadn't anticipated the response I was going to have. I always look objectively at my own reactions to marvel, assess, and take note. I learned from my own experiences so that I can share with others. So let me share what happened. So the move was only 45 minutes away, but it did require learning a whole new area. I hadn't really spent time on the roads, you know, the side roads in the area. I had to find the new grocery store I liked. I had to test out times and routes to work around traffic. I no longer had routines in my home. And as an efficiency junkie, I was struggling with decisions about where to keep things. Where should each item find its home for the best and optimal use of space? For the first several months, I was tired and just felt out of sorts. I found myself exploring my new area in a tight circumference around my house. I just had no desire to expand my horizons until I had a good lay of the land close by. Like I said, it was really unanticipated, but this is what can happen when we move through change, even if it's change that we choose and change that is good. I mean, I love where we are. So it was just, again, I was shocked at how long it impacted me. So if we humans have this tendency, how can you help your team move through necessary change at work? Here are some key strategies. So the first is give grace, but don't accommodate. So to expect that all will happily move towards change is setting yourself up for frustration as a leader. A realistic expectation is that people will be challenged, and some will be challenged much more than others. You might end up battling against some major stay stuck strategies. It's just innately difficult for humans to undergo change. So that amygdala, our lizard brain, it functions to keep all of our life constant. It doesn't like change. You know, and back when we were living in caves or in the woods and there were saber-toothed tigers, as I always say, you know, it worked. We needed to feel discomfort if we were only just going off our normal route, right? Because there might be a cliff or something. The thing is, the lizard brain doesn't realize how much our environment has changed, even though it's inside of our brain. So it comes up with reasons that feel like fact to keep us stuck. So I'm not trying to turn you into a counselor, and I don't expect you to fully take on the role of helping them get to a place where it's comfortable, but acknowledging that it's normal will help both you and them. So acknowledge their feelings. Empathize that it can be tough, that you understand there's a learning curve, that it's not fun to go from totally knowing your job to the point where you can do it in your sleep to having to reroute all your processes and do things differently. But let them know the train is leaving. These changes are happening. You want them on the team, but they need to make the shift. You can't accommodate the old processes, the old ways. Whatever it is that you're changing, they can't stay stuck. So you need to encourage them to move through that discomfort and make the change. Encourage them also with the fact that eventually it'll feel as comfortable as the current circumstance. The next thing that can help is get input. If you're making a change and you haven't fully designed everything, regardless of what that change is, ask for their feedback. How can they participate? One, this will help them have more buy-in into the changes. It'll help them understand what changes are coming and why if you have the full conversations. And it'll give you the opportunity to likely better design the change. I'll give you an example of a time that change went awry. I started working with an organization that was going through a major implementation of a software. The software was going to impact the whole organization. It was a large logistics company. The head of IT came to me and he said, "Help me. I don't know what to do. We're training all the end users and all of them are raising their hands and giving us feedback and suggestions and things that they think that we should change." Well, I had to stop and I said, "Well, did you already give them the opportunity to give you feedback? You know, did you seek to understand how they were currently doing their job? What was important? What they needed?" The answer was no. So he was kind of surprised by my answer. But the thing is, he needed that perspective from them. Now, taking in information from your employees doesn't require you to implement what they ask, but it will likely shift at least a little the decisions that you make because everyone has a unique perspective. They're seeing different parts of the work, different parts of the organization. They're going to have insight that you alone won't have, that one person alone won't have. They'll have a different knowledge base, different experiences that they bring to the table. You want the benefit of all of that. So don't get too far down the road ready to implement and then have all these suggestions coming at you. Give plenty of opportunity for the suggestions to happen when it can make necessary shifts. Now, if you're a leader working towards an implementation or a big change, I'll call you a veteran. So those that have been along the process of the change, you know, maybe researching it, initiating it, designing it, all of that, you're a veteran. You know the reasons behind the decisions. You did the research. You know, you likely were the one that said, here's the opportunity for change. Like, here's why change is necessary. But keep in mind that you may see the end result, have a higher level of ideas immediately, but those with less experience who aren't veterans may take longer to see that end vision. So allow them to go on the journey with you. It takes a little extra time, but it can build that buy-in that you need to make the change a little bit more palatable. So like I said, give them the chance to give input. Don't jump on ideas as wrong immediately. Let it play out. Help them take the journey. Again, you might see the end result where you're heading to. They need some time to kind of ingest it, think about it, turn it around. If you move too quickly, you might end up silencing people. They'll feel like their input isn't valued, and they do have value. Again, they have those perspectives that you don't share. Make sure it's not your challenge with change stopping you from considering alternative ideas. And if you think immediately that an idea is no good, is your amygdala taking over, that lizard brain? Reality check your initial thoughts about new ideas. I see this often in family businesses when the next generation enters. That's a time when often people bring me in to help them move through conflict, because there's often conflict between the first generation and that new generation who wants to make their mark, but maybe bringing new and great ideas learned from school or outside experience. And I do recommend having family members have schooling and outside experience before they jump into high levels of the organization. But the people who have started the business, that first generation, or maybe we're talking a second generation to the third, they have a perspective, they want to feel successful, and then the next generation comes in with all of these new ideas. They worry that they're being seen as a failure, and their amygdala rises up with all the reasons that the changes shouldn't be made. So make sure to reality check yourself as a leader, that it's not just your lizard brain trying to keep you stuck. And as you ask for that input, make sure to thank everyone who provides any insights or information. And then as you move forward, share at least general details about what you decided and why. If their input couldn't be used, let them know a little bit of the rationale, why their ideas weren't able to be implemented, or maybe something's tabled for a period. You know, we're doing A, B, and C right now. That great idea that you had is absolutely going to happen in the second quarter. The next thing is review and revise. Don't wait till everything's perfect before you implement or make a change. It's not going to happen. So prep for hiccups and future change. Most changes happen in waves. It does, and it should. Change should include a checkup. How's it going? Hiccups are opportunities for more tweaks. Often organizations skip that step. They communicate up front to create the expectation that it will not be perfect. Make sure to communicate up front to create the expectation that it will not all be perfect. Expectations equal easier to deal with. Humans like a smaller gap between their expectations and their life experiences. So if you tell them up front, look, it's going to be a bumpy ride. That's just how it is. It's a little more palatable as they move through the change. As you provide opportunities for feedback and ideas to tweak what you've implemented, make sure that there's a focus on solving problems. Whining and complaining is super easy. Pointing out problems, no brainer, especially when you're going through change. Saying things will never work, easiest of all. However, if you require your team to communicate an issue only if they can provide at least one solution, that'll help kind of weed out the people that just want to whine and complain because they're struggling through change. I mean, if you're going to make me use my creative brain to come up with solutions, that's a little tougher. And I might just keep my mouth shut if I don't want to invest so much as to also create a solution. So I hope you took notes today. I shared a lot. If you weren't able to take notes while you listened, then go to find the show notes at defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and go to episode 156. And if you're a leader who needs to learn some better delegation strategies, you find yourself saying, if I want it done, I just need to do it myself, then I encourage you to go grab a copy of my free ebook, The 6 Simple Steps of Great Delegation. You can find it at defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. And that link's at the show notes too. So remember, I've been doing this work for over 30 years. I help leaders defeat team drama to 4x productivity, wow their customers, and improve their bottom line with simple, actionable strategies, systems, communication hacks, and mindset shifts. If you're ready for some individualized help for your leadership challenges, grab a spot on my calendar and let's discuss how I can help you transform your leadership and your team. Grab a spot on my calendar. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call and let's make a plan. In the meantime, get out there and make your bigger, bolder impact. Thank you for your commitment and all the work that you do. Make it a great day.